This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. This is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Humphrey Bogart with one of the great lines from one of the great movies. Doesn't everybody know? I said, I can always stick my foot in my mouth by asking James whether he knows who Humphrey Bogart is and what Casablanca was. All right, James, take it away.
I mean, I know what Casablanca was, but I wouldn't know. What's his name?
Humphrey Bogart was the star of Casablanca. And it was just one of those things. When it was produced, Chuck Curry will tell you. We ought to ask him when he's here.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck would tell you that it was produced back in a time when the budgets were lean. Bogart was one of the big stars of the day, but this was produced as kind of a throwaway film. They didn't think anything was going to come of it. They didn't think it would be a big film. And it turned out to be, I think, the biggest film of the year. It was 1948, 1949, somewhere in there.
It definitely continues to chart, like, at the top.
Oh, yeah.
Quotable films.
Right. Yep, to be sure. All right, let's look at the weather for January. This is traditionally January and February are the coldest months of the year in most U.S. states. Temperature, we have, what do I have here? It's actually 27 at the farm. This morning, it's not bad. Nice, clear day. Jay, where you are in Cleveland, what's the temperature at the moment? You got any idea? Has it been pretty temperate in the 30s and 40s, which is what is normal for this time of year?
I feel like, yesterday it was chilly and rainy, a little bit overcast and everything like that. Today, mm-hmm. I think we're looking at 30s and 40s again.
Oh, all right.
We're supposed to have snow at some point this week.
Yeah, the people who are looking at global warming and worship at the altar of extreme weather and whether or not the planet is warming, I don't have to. Yes, the planet is warming. Yes, 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 it is. It's warming. But is it because of you and your irresponsible ways? Or is it because that's just the way the planet is? I know this is one of my foremost themes. One of the reasons that I don't like the Biden administration is because they are so focused. They're so like I've used the term religion. It's like a thing with them. And it's been good for business, spawned a lot of new businesses. And do we need to be responsible? Is there a New Year's resolution that deals with all of this in your life? I think if you just resolve to be responsible with the way you use energy, maybe that takes care of it. But again, having some interesting New Year's conversations about extremities in our country and in our world, one of them that I spent a lot of time with people who were industrialists and big business folks that I was exposed to, people who have been very successful in various businesses. And to a person, they all have to deal with the business of the government trying to mandate things in your life, taking away choice, taking away your ability to think through things and decide for yourself what you want to do, because some big boogeyman in government has decided that we have to save the planet and the only way to do it is to have an electric car or whatever other things are being mandated. And frankly, it's good for some people that are buying new cars because they get tax breaks for it. But mm-hmm. what are you really accomplishing?
Some denser, more high-populated areas. The urban heat effect or whatever?
Yeah. It's not just cars. It's how you heat your home. It's mm-hmm. a whole bunch of things. I know there are new laws going into effect this year here in Massachusetts. The stretch code is what it's called, and it requires the house to be sealed tight so that no air can get in and no air can get out. I don't want to live in a house like that. I mean, at least we have windows. We are designing the houses on my development that we're building so that, you know, there's lots of fresh air and sunshine, but in some circumstances, some of the commercial buildings, and you know this, when you go to a hotel, how many hotels now can you go to where you can actually open the window and let fresh air in?
Isn't that a safety hazard? Because...
Well, it depends on whether it's on the 12th floor or not. You don't need it on the first floor. But it's easier to build them that way. You don't have to put in windows that open are more expensive than just plain panes of glass. So, you know, they can tell you, and I think that's a legitimate thing. There are some crazy people that want to go onto the 12th, you know, or 19th floor, whatever it is, and jump off.
Or break into the lower level floors.
Yeah, I just think that it's overdone. I mean, you can come up with some good reasons why, you know, it's a good thing to do, but I also think that there's a point in which it's getting ridiculous. And that point is right.
Yeah, it seems like it's a lot about control.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, going back to the fact this is the coldest month, January, February, I went around the globe to see where the temperature is the coldest at the moment. All right, so you're ready for this? It's not Alaska. It's not anything. It's not the coldest place in the world is the East Antarctic Plateau, where the temperature today is 133 degrees below zero.
Wow.
You like that? You can't even imagine that. Go to the NASA website, you can see this. Nobody lives there, although they do have people that go down and do research and stuff down there, but it's not a permanently inhabited place. Actually, the coldest place on the planet where there are people who live is Northeast Siberia, which has a record low of 90 below. In Siberia, you know, the whole thing about what the Russians, when they didn't, the Russian government wanted to get rid of you, they'd send you to Siberia. Well, that's the reason they sent you to Siberia, because there was not much hope, excuse me, of how do you survive in 90 degrees below? Even if you have if the heat goes out
even
or you
if
don't have.
Used to significant parts like that. And
right, exactly. Yeah. All right, so anyway, temperatures. And the whole business about global warming, and people say, I remember listening to Limbaugh. Global warming, look how cold it is today. There's no warming. That's not the implication of the phrase. The global warming pursuers, if you will, focusing on how the planet is changing, not how it's getting warmer or colder, although it is getting warmer to a point at any rate. So, you know, the past year was the hottest year on record, and that's the key phrase here. The hottest that people don't understand, the nuance of that. Temperatures and weather conditions and weather reports weren't gathered in a collective sense until 1880. So who knows what happened in 1715 or 1520 or 1295 or 6000 BC, whatever. It's foolishness. Why we get ourselves so wrapped up in this stuff, it's good to be aware and good to take action. Nothing wrong with that, but to think that this stuff, when you use that term, the hottest year on record, so what? We're only talking about 150 years. Planet's 4.5 billion years old. It's been going through these cycles forever and ever and ever and ever. And the reason, I just want to put a kind of a slowdown. I'm looking at my city's website, here, and all of the business about what we're going to do in Framingham to fight global warming, and we're going to get electric cars. No, no, no. I will register my complaint with my friend the mayor. I think that this stuff is way beyond, you know, what is reality. And it needs to, people need to put the brakes on this, like lots of other ideas that gain quick momentum. It's like a flash in the pan. So maybe, what's the New Year's resolution, Jay, that's appropriate for dealing with, responsibly, with changes that are happening on the planet?
Some of it is definitely happening. It's happening, and it would happen regardless of human beings, but we can't negate the fact that human beings are also causing some things to be worse than they should be or happening at a faster pace.
Yeah.
It's one of those things can be true at once.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, so anyway, lots of heavy stuff going on in the world for sure, but there are also a lot of good, fun things to come when we look ahead to 2024. There's a report from Jane Goodall. You know who she is? The lady who's kind of checked out the world. With the gorillas and with living things and going around reporting about the good stuff. And what's happening not only with the gorillas but with other things. And the animals, there are a lot of species that were on extinction alert, and they aren't so much now. It's just kind of, let's cool it. Let's calm down a little bit and stop being so enthralled with what's on the screen at the moment. I think that I try to share the best stuff with you as I can. There are a lot of really good stories or a lot of good things that are happening. It's all of the news, not just the bad news. And here's an example. New York City police officer carried four older folks out of a burning building over the weekend. They weren't waiting for firefighters to come. This is a six-story apartment building, flames coming out the windows. So the officers ran in and grabbed these people and saved their lives. They would not have survived had they waited for the fire department. So there you go. What's wrong with that good story? 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Your Christmas and New Year's was great. This is Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. It's social media time now. Every hour, if you're new to the program at this juncture, we take either some social media stories, trending stories about celebrities and stuff, talk about them, or we talk about the social media itself, maybe some of the technology. Parents and guardians are going to have more control. There's a new law that's gone into effect. A lot of new laws taking place as the beginning of the year. And this one focuses on children's social media usage. The Social Media Parental Notification Act goes into effect in Ohio this month, Jay. How do you think it's going to impact teenagers and even younger children? I think it's irresponsible of parents to get. I know you have a tablet for your Mac, but he's not using it. He's just it's there for him.
Yeah, it's a learning tool. Yeah, but when it comes to social media, there's so much that even adults sometimes it's like we have to take a step back. That it can be hard on our mental health, comparing things, and also back in our day, Doug, if there was bullying ended when the school bell rang. Where nowadays, kids are, if they're being bullied, they're being cyberbullied. They take it home with them. And granted, even though Facebook and Twitter, Instagram didn't exist when I was in high school, we had AOL Instant Messenger. So that was our social media where if people were being bullied, they still would on that. But the minimum age that always was 13. So you had to have restrictions in place, and when you sign up for a new account, you'd have to say your age, and sometimes you can't access other parts, but it still doesn't really give you a lot of protections. And now they're updating that age to the age of 16 instead of 13, but you will need parental approval. And I'm
before
not sure
you
how
use
they
the
will. Yes, but I'm also I'm not sure how they're going to be monitoring this. Yeah, are parents going to have to put their driver's license in? Can a child take their parents' driver's license when they're not looking and create their own account and lie that they're actually older than they are?
It looks like it depends on the website itself or the app. When consent is granted, there's a written confirmation of the account sent to the parents. But again, kids that are clever probably get around that. Or some parents won't care, and they'll say, "Oh well, do whatever you want, there, Sonny." And so that's kind of dicey.
And also something for us to all be aware, too, as parents. It's not about punishing your children, either. It's about teaching. These are teachable moments and everything. And mm-hmm. if your child is doing something on social media and you punish them or you don't really give the educational side of it where you were saying, like, here, not just this is wrong, but this is wrong and here's why it's wrong, here's what we could do instead, you're not stopping them from using social media. You're just helping them discover new ways to hide their social media use from you.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty slippery slope, for sure. Also beginning this month, Amazon starts displaying advertisements in movies and TV shows on its Prime Video streaming service. So here you go. You thought it was free. You're paying $2.99 a month or whatever it is. And you can, now the price goes up another $2.99 if you don't want to see the ads. So you knew this was going to come sooner or later. They promised you, oh, you don't have to look at any ads. And now they're creeping in and they're going to be good guys offering you an ad-free alternative, which you thought you already had, right? You thought you were already being provided with something that doesn't have any ads. But now there are, I mean, it'll be more subtle and it'll be shorter and stuff, but it still is it's deceitful. There is a shift now, according to what I'm looking at here, the whole industry is going to start bringing in ads. So that Netflix, by the way, which is probably the most popular streaming service around the world, they have a new subscription tier. So and the same with Prime Video, and they're all do the same thing. All right, so know that that's what you're going to encounter this year when it comes to streaming services. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Gasoline prices are one thing, but are you paying too much for oil? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. AARP tells members most oil change shops slap a sticker on your windshield summoning you back in 3,000 miles. Check your owner's manual. Many newer cars use a synthetic oil that needs changing far less frequently. And keep tires properly inflated. Otherwise, you lose miles per gallon, as you will if you got a lot of junk in the trunk. Why haul around unnecessary pounds? You yourself might lose a few pounds if you simply grab the first parking space you see and walk a little more. It's estimated Americans spend some 17 hours and waste hundreds of dollars each year looking for a parking space. Get some steps in. You'll spend less on health care. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all of that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Meta has issued an apology for an outage that disrupted access to Facebook, Instagram, and associated services like Threads and Facebook Messenger Tuesday morning. Spokesman confirmed a technical glitch was responsible for the disruption, and it has been resolved. Late fees on credit cards are now capped at $8 as part of the Biden administration's broader effort to eliminate unnecessary fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau projects this new regulation will save families over $10 billion annually. A Los Angeles man is suing a luxury Las Vegas resort alleging he was stung by a scorpion while asleep at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower on December 26th. He claims he was stung three or four times in the testicles, causing excruciating pain. The lawsuit states that months later, he's still grappling with medical problems. Additionally, the man says the resort failed to offer compensation for his hotel room. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my grams on Good Day.
Put this around. Leaves are brown. And the sky is a hazy shade.
Then close your eyes and tap your heels together 3 times and think to yourself, there's no place like home, there's no place like home,
there's no place like home.
The reason that we're doing some of these memorable motion picture moments is because there is a lot of there is history, there's a collective art to this, more so maybe than there is to stuff that's done today. I'm not saying, the good old days. A lot of things about today are much better than they were any number of years ago. I can look around over my lifetime and think, look at all the great stuff that there is today that we can enjoy. And yeah, there were things culturally, and that's a cultural moment in the history of movie making, and something that certainly a lot of people, when they hear it, they'll smile or they'll think to themselves, oh, what a fabulous movie. I frankly was never a fan of The Wizard of Oz. I didn't like it. I thought it was just kind of flat. But then, you know, I have a different cultural point of view. Give me a good Western that didn't. This is the test today. I don't like. Isn't it funny how you get impacted by things that you learn that you know are true? Like the way we treated the natives and the way, you know, the Indians, the only good Indian is a dead Indian from some of the old cowboys, and how wrong all of that stuff is. I'm no liberal political thinker by any stretch of the imagination. That was one of the things conversing with a lot of people who have different points of view politically over the weekend, and realizing that some of the newfound friends that I had were libertarians the same as I am, in a sense, just, okay, leave me alone, let the government do what it has to do and needs to do to help people.
And nothing further than that.
And that's it. We're done. Finished. That would be nice to have that as a New Year's reality. Here's some other, we're talking about the New York City police people who saved those folks in the burning building over the weekend. Here's another thing. New York was busy over the weekend. A couple of officers helped rescue a man who fell onto the subway tracks. Unga bunga. The officers were conducting an inspection of a subway station. They saw this guy lose his footing and fall onto the subway tracks. You talk about it, as fast as those trains go through and as often as they do, they ran toward this fellow who was standing up but unable to get back onto the platform. And obviously, when you look at some of the body camera footage from the police, you can see the officer jumping down on the track because this guy can't move. And so they got him up. They pulled him up on the platform. But this is something, you know, we think, those of us who live in the country, that the most dangerous thing is to be on the road driving. Well, there are all kinds of damage. There's all kinds of danger in places all over the country. And living in the city in Brooklyn, New York, in January of 2024, yep, you can imagine how this could be a real. And the fact that they jumped on and saved him, good. So there you go. That's something good.
It's a good story.
Yeah. Also, before I get into sky watching, I was kind of looking back. We're all talking about some of the new laws that are supposed to take place this year, supposed to start. There are a lot of state laws that took effect yesterday, and these we addressed a few of them earlier on. Some of the laws are pretty simple, allowing, for example, in Illinois, drivers to hang things off the rearview mirror. Okay, that's pretty simple. But then there are some other laws that are kind of fuzzy, if you will, things that deal with pornography, things that deal with taxes, things that deal with guns and LGBTQ stuff. I was looking back at some of the things, Jay, that have happened in the past year, the number of laws that were filed and then enacted that were targeting LGBTQ, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, and queer. That's what that stands for. The American Civil Liberties Union says 508 bills impacting these folks, and of those 508 bills, 84 of them were passed into law, and many of them take effect this week. So what does this do for them to be just left alone? I think there's a, you know, I believe in live and let live. I think a lot of times some folks who are activists in these various communities who bring attention on themselves, sometimes even though they don't mean to create a problem, they're trying to create awareness, but they do step up the ignoramuses in the world trying to do something about them. And I just think, come on, what? Leave them alone. They leave. You know, if somebody's in your face and they're trying to convince you of something you don't believe in, then I can understand you being upset. But most of these people just want to live their lives and get, you know, along with things. And so why does it feel important that we have to pass laws around the country? The gender affirming care for minors is something I agree ought not to be. I'm for that. I don't think at 13 you know what your life is all about, and to begin stuff, especially in school, to have, you know, hormone therapy and surgery and stuff. I just think that's wrong.
To play devil's advocate, what about the instance of a child who is intersex?
I don't know what that means even. What do you mean, intersex?
The difference between
hermaphroditic, you mean?
Yeah, well, the difference between sex and gender. Sex is the chromosome level, and they may have the genetic composition of being male, but they have female body parts, or vice versa. That would be intersex. So then if the child or the parents wanted to pick which gender, the gender-affirming care, would that be permitted in the intersex?
I'll play devil's advocate with you playing devil's advocate with me. Where did this start? Where did it begin? How did it begin? It just seems to have fallen on us in the last 4 or 5 years. That is, not the LGBTQ, that stuff, no. That's been around forever. There have been gay people forever, because that's part of the reality of life. But to have some of these, the answer to the question, Jay, that you presented, I don't have. I don't know what to tell you, because I don't know that I understand it, frankly. And I don't know that most people understand it. And that's why it ought to be kind of kept in the realm of over there someplace. So that the folks that need to have whatever attention they need to have, they get the attention, but it doesn't become a major upheaval and change the course of events of history, because there aren't that many people. And even if there are a large number of people, which I'm not convinced that there are, that we, you know, change everything to accommodate stuff that isn't a problem to begin with. If it's a problem, then you deal with it. If there's bullying, or if there are people that are being abused because of their sexual orientation, or because of the way they live, or the way they look, or whatever it is, that's just wrong. What business, I guess I'd really turn this around and ask to those of you who find this to be a problem, other than the business that I said, the having hormone therapy and surgery when you're 12, 13 years old, that doesn't ring a bell for me. And yes, that term intersex youth, are they transgenders? Is that how you basically explain?
Well, transgender is somebody who is born either male or female and then identifies as the opposite sex. Where intersex, you may have the chromosomes of one sex, one gender, but say like you have the chromosomes that would make you female, but you have a male appendage. That's intersex. And sometimes intersex children identify as what they were born with the chromosomes, but they have certain hormones that they need to have gender-affirming care, essentially. Or they identify with the male appendage over their chromosomes.
This is, I was talking about the libertarian streak and the people I was talking to over the weekend, and a number of gatherings that I attended, and talking about, the whole business of the sexual stuff and where it begins and how you handle it. Why is it my responsibility, excuse me, or society's responsibility to deal with these individual things, maybe gender, transformation? Well, isn't that so personal that it shouldn't? So it's like Roe v. Wade or abortion. I mean, I was sitting with some of the most conservative Trump supporters in the country, And they all agreed to a person that a woman's right to choose is a woman's right to choose, and the government has no play in it whatsoever, no say, and should be out of it. So this is, the older some of these rules are, maybe they've become inculcated in our lives and they are more acceptable. And maybe that's why every time it comes up for a vote in these various states that have had, they put the Roe v. Wade thing up on the ballot and they all win. It's that people want to have privacy. And I don't know why it doesn't apply to all of these other things here that we're talking about. Mind your own business. Why is it if you're so insecure in your own sexuality that you have to make fun of somebody else's sexuality, then you're a jerk. And you need to look in the mirror and figure out what it is that makes you, why are you so threatened by somebody who's different than you? Are you different and you don't want to admit it? What's the story?
What is it, the saying, thou dost protest too much or something like that?
Yeah, thou dost protest too much.
Yes, that's what that is. Yes. For a lot of people, it's very simple, where it is yes, it's easily yes or no. It's not situational, and that's not the case. Like in the instance of Roe v. Wade, which you had also commented on, when a lot of people say, well, it's used as a form of birth control. Yeah, for some people it is. Other people, it's because they were raped. And in some places, they would have to co-parent with the rapist should a child have come from that rape. And or other instances where it could be a medical necessity, where some places where it is, you cannot get an abortion unless it's medically necessary, but there's already a situation that will deem it medically necessary. It's just in due time, just not yet. Well, by that time, this mother who potentially wanted this child, but wants future children, it can't get an abortion because it's not at this moment medically necessary, but in maybe a month it will be, or a few weeks it will be, by the time she's septic and ends up losing her uterus, making her unable to bear another child.
It's a
strange and it just goes in. Yeah, a long way of saying it's situational.
Yeah. All right, so I was talking about the fuzzy dice hanging from the rear view mirror. You can now do that in Illinois, just so you know. A lot of new... listen, that's it. And then there are new laws, guns and things, new laws regulating guns and online and activity buying them. We'll talk about that, I think, in a future moment, because we have a squeeze on time now, 48 after the hour on Good Day.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Greece's cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Time for us to spend some time here on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. He is the author of All Things Important at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where the GAPS practitioner that he is focuses on things that are important for your body. And then JackStockwell.com is his website because he's a Nooka chiropractor dealing just with the things that can be helped by going to see him as a chiropractor. One of the most recent podcasts at GoodDayHealth.com is a focus on drinking raw milk, and you know how I am on that one, Jack. I'm all,
oh yeah,
I'm all for it. It's just, it's,
I also know how Mother Nature is about it too.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. All right, let's talk about the use of menthol cigarettes and things that are being exposed now, smoking and youngsters. 40% of middle school and high school students are smoking cigarettes, and they're using these menthol cigarettes. 85% of black smokers use menthol cigarettes. There's been the news has been filled lately. And Jack, after we hear this little bit of information, I want to have you talk a little more about the horrors of smoking and what it does, especially if you start young. So first we're going to listen to Dwight Stone, though, who has some more on that.
Pediatricians have long been sounding the alarm on how the tobacco industry uses flavors to hook kids on their products. Dr. Nia Hurd-Garris of the American Academy of Pediatrics explains.
Young people are uniquely vulnerable to the highly addictive nature of nicotine, which means teenage experimentation can easily turn into lifelong addiction. For too long, the tobacco industry has used appealing flavors, like menthol, to addict young people. The health of black communities has also been impacted by aggressive marketing of menthol products, leading to disproportionate addiction, suffering, and death.
Lack of action by policymakers has delayed final rules to prohibit menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars.
These rules are a chance to address the threat of nicotine addiction, reduce cancer deaths, and save lives. Failing to act leaves young people and black communities at risk. The AAP urges the Biden administration to finalize these rules and eliminate these harmful products.
To learn more, go to aap.org/tobacco.
Jack, let's talk about this for a moment, if we can. That is the use of tobacco products by youngsters, how it gets started, how it gets stopped, how are parents involved. If you're a parent and you smoke, your children most likely will smoke. If you're a parent and you don't smoke, your children are most likely not to smoke. Some are affected by other pressures like their own peers and that sort of thing. But as they're growing, their bodies are growing. I remember looking at this when my mother was sick. She was a smoker. She died when she was 50. I was looking around at high school health classes would take the impact of tobacco and show youngsters, you know, what happened when you smoked. I don't know that they do that anymore. They ought to, but they probably don't. But what's so uniquely, why are the younger people more vulnerable to tobacco, nicotine? Is it that they're more easily addicted to it?
Well, their brains are still developing, for one thing.
Yeah.
Their brains, are, you know, the brain really isn't fully wired until we're about in our early 20s. A lot of it occurs up prior to puberty, but even through adolescence, the brain is still wiring, forming synaptic connections between the various areas of the brain, which are all influenced by nutrition. And smoking will definitely affect the ability of the body to absorb certain nutrients, as well as, you know, polluting not just the lungs, but obviously the nicotine gets into the bloodstream, into the brain. And we have nicotine receptor sites, because there's various kinds of nutrients that have a nicotinic aspect to it, which isn't the same thing as breathing in nicotine from burning tobacco. But also the additives that's in the tobacco. You know, there is evidence to show that if you were just smoking nothing but pure tobacco, like some of these American Indian brands, it's far less dangerous than this other stuff, especially when you're doing menthol. And the menthol stuff is in the filter. And so it gives them a better kick, or it's a more pleasurable aspect to the brain. And if you're going to introduce somebody to smoking, give them something that's going to be a little more pleasurable than otherwise. And, you know, it's just out here in Utah, we have a lot when we get stagnant air in the wintertime, you get this cloud of yuck that just hangs over the valley until some snowstorms come in and blow it out. And when that happens, there are warnings all over the TV screen. Anybody with the least bit of breathing problems, stay inside. Don't be outside breathing this stuff. But, hey, we've done it better than that. We've concentrated it into a little white tube and breathed it into our lungs.
Here's the description to remember. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.